Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up this afternoon, Asante Hene resumes mediation processes in the Boko Chieftaincy conflict as he engages the Kusan faction at Mensah Palace. We're live at the Mensah Palace for updates. Also coming up, all schools in the Oti region have been shut down as the Regional Security Council moves to contain the escalating tensions there.
The best thing now to do is to see that every child is safe with the parents now. The best thing to do now is to save the students than to say that they should go to school because they have to learn.
This afternoon, Noguchi Memorial Institute rules out a localized COVID-19 resurgence, contradicting Ghana Health Services claims. More as the University of Ghana authorities meet health services tomorrow over cases on the campus.
Yes, we are talking about not causing severe disease, but spreading very fast and getting a wider scope of people, within a short time. But when we have vulnerable groups within the society, then we should be very careful.
More as a virologist warns the vaccines previously taken can wane in effectiveness, and it is important for people to take booster shots. And also coming up, the impact of the Joy News Impact Makers Awards is going beyond recognition as finalists share the support and achievements they've received to do more.
I want to thank Joy News for this wonderful platform. I've never received any award in my life, so, this one feels good. My first award on an international level.
And now, the National Science and Maths Quiz is back. We kick off today with regional qualifiers. We begin in the Western Region, where Archbishop Porter Girls Senior High School, Kwame Nkrumah Senior High School, and Empower Senior High School face off this afternoon in what promises to be a thrilling contest. These and more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. We start off in the Ashanti region. Efforts to resolve the long-standing Boko Chieftaincy conflict has resumed as the Asante Hene Otunfose Tutu II meets with the Kusan faction at the Mensah Palace in Kumasi. The meeting is part of renewed dialogue aimed at ending decades of violent clashes between the Kumasi and Mamprusi factions over rightful succession to the Boko skin. Sources at Mensah indicate that today's engagement will focus on hearing the concerns of the Kusan leadership, gathering proposals for peaceful coexistence, and outlining a path towards lasting reconciliation. And my colleague Nana Bwachi Yadom is there for us and joins us with the update. Nana, have the groups arrived at the palace yet?
Mami, as I speak to you, we have clarity that the Kusan faction have arrived at the Mensah Palace. They were there as early as 10 a.m. With the traditional council alongside some members of the Kusan faction. Leading into the palace for their meeting with the Asante Hene.
And how do you anticipate the engagement is going to go? What have you picked up so far?
Earlier this year, we realized that the Asante Hene had met the Kusas and the Mamprusi factions as well in the mediation efforts. And the Kusan faction would be the other faction, not the last, but then the other to meet the Asante Hene. It is going to be a private engagement with the Asante Hene. We're being told that this faction is expected to be the very last to accept the processes that have been reached so far with the other factions that met the Asante Hene earlier this year. And so we're anticipating that we'll reach a consensus with the Kusan faction during their meeting today with the Asante Hene.
Thank you so much. Nana Bwachi Yadom is our man on that beat for us in the Ashanti region. Now, all schools in the Oti region have been asked to close down temporarily by the Security Council as part of measures to ensure safety and security of students. This comes after two students were killed and three others injured in separate incidents, one shot while in class and another on her way to school. Last week, senior high schools were closed, but speaking on News Desk on the Joy News channel, the regional minister, RESEC Chairman John Kwejo-Japong, mentioned basic schools have also been asked to close down. He asked the Education Ministry to assist the Regional Education Directorate on students preparing for the WASI.
The schools are closed down in Mpanda town and its environment. And when you come to Mpanda, other businesses are also closed down. They are all the banks that work in Mpanda are closed down. and people are living their lives. But the best thing now to do is to see that every child is safe with the parents now. I think that the best thing to do now is to save the students than to say that they should go to school because they have to learn.
Is there going to be some form of online platform for them to keep up with their studies?
Unfortunately, maybe we have to ask the Minister of Education about that. There's nothing like that yet. We are now confronted with the situation that we have, and there should be peace in the area. It's our agenda now.
You made some arrests. What has become of those suspects?
We picked about 8 of them. We sent them to Accra, and we are working on it.
Anyway, the regional minister or NRESEC chairman John Kwejo Japon in an interview with me on the Joy News channel. Now, speaking on the same show, executive director for the Institute of Education Studies, Dr. Peter Enti, proposed an online studies alternative for such learners so they do not miss out on the academics. According to him, such alternatives should be made available to all communities experiencing violence, which adversely affects students.
Now, the stakeholders in the infantile area need to identify that those who are supporting the factions are not doing any good. How we identify them and involve them in a dialogue, and then also make them understand that their support to the factions is not helping the situation. Now, you have schools closed, you have various, you know, amenities closed up, which is not helping anybody. So I think we need to attack the situation head on, get the stakeholders together, and then address the issues once and for all.
Meanwhile, the security analyst Dr. Victor Doke believes such incidents will stop when those who aid the factions to fight are disempowered. He also wants those arrested to be dealt with to serve as deterrent.
It's unfortunate that we've not been able to put together a very comprehensive policy in terms of offering education to people who found themselves in areas, conflict zones, areas where there have been natural disasters and other things like that. As it stands now, we have closed the senior high school, but students are preparing to write WASI. They will write the same exams like their colleagues all over the country. This means that providing education in times of emergency is very, very important. By this time, if we had a very robust policy, we would have opened up that particular policy, and then we will see students being offered alternative routes to access quality education through online platforms, through other avenues that we have created to serve our students when they are in an emergency situation. We do not have something robust like that, and it's very unfortunate because the students are the ones who are going to suffer at the end of the day.
Now, the Noguchi Memorial Institute is warning that Ghana is currently not only experiencing a localized resurgence of COVID-19, but is also receiving cases from different parts of the country. Speaking in an interview with Joy News is Professor Kofi Boni, also head of virology at the Noguchi Memorial Institute, said the current strain does not cause severe disease, but spreads faster and may prove dangerous to vulnerable persons. We'll hear from him shortly in a moment. Maxwell Agbagba joins me with a statement from the Ghana Health Service. Maxwell, what does the statement say?
So this statement was released on the 26th June from the Ghana Health Service. It says the World Health Organization no longer classifies COVID-19 as a public health emergency of international concern. However, the pandemic is not over. Sporadic outbreaks, which may follow seasonal patterns, are expected to occur globally. And then it gives the situation in Ghana. It says in Ghana, COVID-19 cases have been steadily declining for over a year. Nonetheless, surveillance continues nationwide through the Ghana Health Service and the Noguchi Memorial Institute as part of National Influenza and COVID-19 Monitoring Program across all 16 regions. Now, it gives the recent developments, details of that. It says, in recent weeks, an uptick in COVID-19 cases has been observed, currently limited to the University of Ghana community. And Ghana Health Service is actively collaborating with the university authorities to contain the outbreak and review measures in response to the evolving situation. The current cases are all mild with no admissions. However, if anyone experiences any of the following symptoms, including fever or chills or cough, sore throat, they should report to the nearest hospital, Mam Yusuf.
Interesting. Thank you, Maxwell. Well, the Nogoji Memorial Institute is warning that Ghana is currently not only experiencing a localized resurgence of COVID-19, but is also receiving cases from different parts of the country.
Then way down somewhere in May, we started getting cases from other regions. Eastern region, we have some few cases there. Greater Accra, some parts outside the university district, the district that university is fine, is situated. We have some cases coming in. Volta region, Ashanti region. So we have had cases from all these regions. But you see, what broke the camel's back was 2 weeks ago, where we had an overwhelming number of cases from the university community. That is what maybe gave reason to the circular that the university sent around, that then the university should be, the university community should be aware of what is happening so that they will take the needed precautions. So yes, it is not a localized resurgence, I would say. We'll be having these cases, and it is expected because we are in the rainy season. And during this time, we are expected to have a lot of these respiratory infections coming up, especially the influenza-like illness. Yes, we are talking about not causing severe disease, but spreading very fast and getting a wider scope of people, I mean, within a short time. But when we have vulnerable groups within the society, then we should be very careful, because it may not be so severe on the very, immune-competent persons or younger ones. But what about those who are vulnerable in the society?
Well, Professor Kofi Boni has said that vaccines previously taken can wane in effectiveness, and it is important for people to take booster shots.
The vaccines we took was to prevent severe disease. So if we are having new strains coming in place and we are getting it spreading, then it calls for the time for us to take vaccines or boosters. So we cannot say that the vaccines that we took has more or less not relevant, but we always have to mind or take into consideration that we have what we call our immunity can wane with the vaccines that we took some time back.
Meanwhile, the Dean of Students at the University of Ghana, Professor Rosina Chemanting, said university authorities will meet with the institution's health services tomorrow to discuss the COVID-19 cases. The minority on Friday raised the red flag over the disturbing rise in cases at the university's campus. It warned that the government's silence could trigger a full-blown health crisis if immediate action is not taken.
We are waiting to have a briefing from the university health services. So we have a meeting with them tomorrow, and then they will give us the updated numbers. Then we know what measures to do. Well, we know that the numbers were increasing gradually. So there was a resurgence, and so we needed to take measures to contain the numbers. The investment community is big. We have people coming from outside, people within, people going outside and coming back in. So you cannot tell.
Meanwhile, a public health expert at the Kumasi Center for Collaborative Research, Dr. Michael Owusu, is urging the public not to let down their guard against COVID-19. He says while the virus is no longer in its pandemic form, it remains part of a group of respiratory infections circulating during this rainy season.
The University of Ghana has reported what they call a localized outbreak of COVID-19 among students. And if you ask me whether COVID is back, what I would say is that COVID is not back. COVID is endemic. And it's been with us for almost 1 or 2 years now. Almost every time you have about 10 people present with respiratory illness, you expect that 1 or 2 of them will be COVID. It's not just COVID, but it will be among the cluster of viruses that are associated with respiratory illness. If you look at now, I mean, we are in the wet season now, raining a lot of flu, anything, many people are coughing, sneezing because of the weather condition. And if you have to look at the spectrum of viruses that are associated with this, you find COVID, you find influenza viruses, other respiratory viruses as part of this. We see this as one of the usual rise in the spectrum of viruses of which SARS-CoV-2 is part. You will expect that if people are in crowded areas and interact and engage, there will be an active transmission among them and many people will be coming.
Well, there's more developing on this, and Fred Smith, head of our health desk, joins me in studio. Fred, what more are we learning?
Well, we do understand that the health minister has currently been summoned to appear before Parliament, and his appearance will be tomorrow, and he will give updates on this situation. What we know is that the update website, which the Ghana Health Service launched at the start of the pandemic, has been down for several months now, and so it's very difficult to even track the cases and where they are.
Right.
So you can take precaution.
Well, there's also something developing on mpox, right?
Yes, indeed. There are fresh cases coming up. We've recorded 14 new confirmed cases. It brings our total to 133. Good news here is that no one has died, no one is on admission, and no everything is fine. All those who have had that infection is doing well. Let me repeat the common symptoms: fever, rash, headache, swollen lymph nodes, and then how to protect yourself. You avoid close contact with anyone showing symptoms. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water. Seek medical care if you feel unwell.
Thank you so much. Fred Smith is head of our health desk. Now let's do some politics. The NPP minority in Parliament are once more up in arms against the Economic and Organised Crimes Office, accusing it of weaponising bail conditions to persecute appointees of the erstwhile NPP administration. This comes after former CEO of the National Food Buffer Stock Company, Abdul Hanan Wahab, and his wife continue to remain in Yoko custody for failing to meet bail conditions after their arrest last week. The two bail conditions are 80 million cedis, with three sureties all to be justified. And Kwaku Asante of our legal affairs desk joins me in studio with more on this. Kwaku, briefly recount the story behind the arrest last week.
So we know that last week Wednesday, National Security and Yoko operatives conducted what was called an operation in both Accra and Tamale, and they picked up Mr. Wahab and the wife, and have actually since then detained them. They are investigating them for alleged tax evasion, money laundering, and causing financial loss to the state. Mr. Wahab was granted bail in the tune of 50 million cedis with two sureties to be justified. The wife has also been granted bail, 30 million cedis, two sureties, one to be justified. They have not met those bail conditions and are currently in custody.
Well, the minority are demanding the immediate revision of those bail conditions. Do they threaten to take any action?
Well, yes, according to this statement signed by Patricia Pidgey, the deputy minority leader, she says, bail condition is not something to be used as punishment or pre-conviction sentence. It is a legal instrument meant to ensure an accused person's availability for trial. We demand the immediate review of the bail conditions imposed on Mr. Wahab and his wife. The bail must be reasonable, fair, and consistent with the law, and not an indirect punishment. Mr. Wahab must be released on terms that uphold both his dignity and the principles of justice.
Thank you so much, Kwaku Asante. Now, still on arrest and detentions, former managing director of GHOC, Maxwell Kofi Juma, was also arrested on Sunday at his home in Kumasi by operatives of the National Security. Joy News understands Mr. Juma has since been brought to Accra to the police headquarters for questioning. He's expected to be charged with stealing. NPP Ashanti Regional Communications Director Paul Kwabena Yando says efforts are underway to secure his bail.
We were with him yesterday. He obtained 75 years on Friday, and so we came to his house to celebrate. We were there yesterday, and two pickups entered his house with some armed men and told us that we have to go with Honorable Maxwell Kofi Juma to National Security Office. Pushed him in their pickup and then sent him to Central Police Station, where he spent the whole day and night. And then until 4:30 a.m. this morning, they came with another pickup and picked him, then brought him to
police headquarters, CID headquarters. So at the moment, we are at police headquarters in Accra.
Do you have any idea why he was arrested? Have the police explained what the charges may be or anything of the sort?
They said they have charged him for stealing, and that what constitutes the stealing, they are saying that the car that he was using when he was there was not supposed to take the house, but he sent it to the house. Meanwhile, Honorable is claiming that he has bought the car from Gihok, and then he has made the necessary processes and procedure in paying all what supposed paid.
Meanwhile, a private legal practitioner, Noah Ephraim Adamte, has sued the Attorney General, asking the Supreme Court to declare as unconstitutional the practice of state security organizations arresting persons and keeping them beyond 48 hours because the bail conditions they impose have not been met. And Kwaku Asante is still with me in the studio. Kwaku, what are the reliefs being sought in this case?
So, three main reliefs. He wants a declaration that upon a true and proper interpretation of the Constitution, person arrested within the 48 hour from the time of arrest, unless the arrestee is released either on unconditional or conditional bail within the 48 hours, must be presented to court a declaration that the constitutional duty to present the arrestee before court within 48 hours is not satisfied by the state when the arrestee is granted bail subject to conditions which are unmet. Essentially, what he is asking the Supreme Court to decide on is that when state investigative bodies arrest a person, even if they grant them bail within that 48-hour rule, if that person does not meet the bail condition, you present them to the court for the court to impose its own bail conditions.
Thank you so much, Kwaku Asante. He's with our legal affairs at desk. You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. When we return, the impact of the Joy News Impact Makers Awards is going beyond recognition as finalists share the support and achievements they've received to do more.
I want to thank Joy News for this wonderful platform. I've never received any award in my life. So, you know, this one feels good. My first award on an international level.
NSMQ is also back. We kick off today with regional qualifiers. We begin in the Western region, where Archbishop Porter Girls Senior High School, Kwame Nkrumah Senior High School, and Emporo Senior High School face off this afternoon in what promises to be a thrilling contest. Sports.
Yes, my missy. So the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is set to return on Saturday, August 9, 2025 at the University of Ghana Stadium. Now, following a successful comeback in 2024, this year's edition promises another thrilling day of corporate sports, networking and healthy competition. Max Fuga is the head of sales and marketing here at the Multimedia Group.
As we promised last year, the 2025 edition is going to be bigger and better. We have improved and increased the variety of the games that the teams are going to participate in. We have also put in measures to ensure the comfort of the participating teams. We've taken the feedback from last year's event, and I can assure everybody that this year will be an experience that they will never forget. Let's all prepare to be at the University of Ghana Sports Stadium on the 9th of August to participate in the biggest corporate sports tournament in the country.
Yeah, so registration forms are available at the front desk of Joy FM. It can also be downloaded from myjoyonline.com. Back to you, Mamisi.
Thank you so much, Mubarak. Now, the glow of the spotlight may have dimmed, but for some finalists honored at the 2025 Joy News Impact Makers Awards, the real impact is only just beginning. Portia Damba shared that the award had sparked renewed support in her mission to restore shade trees in her community.
Since last year, I've been working with Global Share Alliance to get some shade seedlings to plant in my community, because I do advocacy on tree planting as well, because I try to discourage them not to cut the tree. So I was trying to get 1,000 seedlings from Global Share Alliance to plant as a way of going beyond the advocacy. And as we speak, Global Share Alliance, they have promised to even increase the 1,000 to 3,000 just after the award.
Well, for Raymond Senyo Amezado, the award was a deeply personal milestone, as this marks the first civilian honor he has ever received.
I want to thank Joy News for this wonderful platform. I've never received any award in my life as a civilian, but in the military, I've received a lot of awards. But as a civilian, I've never received any award, not even in my primary school, DHS or whatever. So, you know, this one feels good. My first award on an international level.
Well, he is our Joy News Impact Maker 2025. Well, their reflections were not just emotional, they were purposeful. And there was more. All finalists walked away not only with a plaque, but with additional support from sponsor MNC Global to further their work.
So from MNC, we want to support each of the 10 with 10,000 CDs each. And it's not much, but looking at what they are doing, I think I want to employ each and every corporate person to give back. If we all give back to society like this in our own small way, I believe it will lessen the burden of government. Thank you.
And the much anticipated 2025 National Science and Maths Quiz has kicked off today with regional qualifiers. We begin in the Western Region, where Archbishop Porto Girls Senior High School, Kwame Nkrumah Senior High School, and Limpopo Senior High School are facing off this afternoon in what promises to be a thrilling contest. And my colleague Adobia Sari is then joins us. Adobia, tell us, what's the mood there?
Okay, Mommy, so the first contest has just ended and Archbishop Porter Girls has emerged winner in the first contest of the Western Regional Qualifiers of the 2025 National Science and Maths. So what happened was that they dominated all four rounds and have won with 73 points, which is 56 points away from their closest contenders. So they've advanced to face other contest winners later this week to determine the regional champions. But the thing is, no matter what happens next, today's victory has already secured them a place in the nationals, Mommy. So they were excited.
Adobia, thank you, and I'm excited that the girls have taken the lead. Well, away from there, we go to the Bono region, where Collins Frimpo is covering the Bono regional qualifiers. Collins, what can you report?
Mami, I say, likewise, the Western region, when you come to the Bono region, the Methodist Senior High Technical School has also booked a spot in the national championship as well as the regional finals. They secured a point of 38, and also Nafana Tracy, who they have been in the national championship for about three separate occasions, 2019.